Welcome to our live show, Chris Graham. And Crystal Graham will be joining in, and we're going to talk Virginia news regarding response to coronavirus COVID-19 on a beautiful day in Virginia, at least, here on a Friday. It's we're 10 o'clock here Eastern Time, and it's 71 degrees outside already. Just fabulous weather, and I'm actually looking forward to get out and getting a run in, if that's possible here in the next little bit. Crystal, welcome.
Thank you. I wish that, like a lot of people, I could get outside and get my hands in the dirt. You know, I've seen a lot of friends on social media sharing that they've been gardening and weeding and putting down mulch, and maybe this weekend I'll get an opportunity to do some of that. Again, I guess people are home. A lot of people are not working due to the coronavirus, and so they're doing chores, cleaning out their kitchen cabinets, things of that nature, just to keep themselves occupied and during this time. So,
yeah, there are a lot of people home not working, a lot of people who are home also working. And, you know, Crystal, we had an agenda for talking about the news today, but I thought maybe here to start, you know, whenever talk shows, hosts get together for a show, they banter for just a minute. I thought, you know, we talked about this last night. A lot of folks who are working from home or maybe are just home because maybe they're furloughed for hopefully what's going to be a relatively short time. And you know, those folks who are in that situation are maybe in a weird situation. You know, if you're especially married couples, whatever duration you've been married, for us, we're going on 20 years. It'll be 20 years for us this October. We've worked together the entire time we knew each other. We met working together at the News Virginian back in 1999. And so people will ask us from time to time, how do you guys do it? How do you work together? And I guess stay sane. And we always say, well, that's all we've ever known. So how do you not work together? But I would imagine, I don't know what tips we'd give to people, but I bet there are some issues for people out there right now. Like, I got to be around these people all the time now. My husband, my wife, my kids. It might be an issue. So, I think that might be. I'm kind of making light of it, but there may be something there where people can say, "Hey, what can you guys give in terms of advice? Do you have any advice, Crystal?"
Well, I mean, we definitely share a home office. We work probably about 15 feet from each other. I think, you know, when you talk about respecting boundaries, that has a lot to do with it. You know, you do a lot of podcasts and, you know, transcribe notes and things like that since you head up our news division. And I think that, you know, one of the ways that we've managed to capture that is you've realized that, hey, when you're doing podcasts and things, you know, you tend to be loud and things of that nature. And so you've kind of created a separate space upstairs away from our home office where you can kind of take advantage of those things. And so I think it's about respecting the person that you're working there beside. If you're both working at the dining room table, if you have to take a phone call or something of that nature, if you're doing a Zoom, you know, with your office colleagues or with clients, you know, maybe finding a way to, you know, set up outside. For example, yesterday you set up your office outside for a little bit and took advantage of the warm temperatures, or just maybe moving that to another room of the house away from the other person who's working, because that kind of thing can be very distracting to the other person, who I'm sure has a list of things that they're trying to accomplish as well. I think that goes a long way, you know, for the two of us as far as working together. And you're right, we're kind of a unique circumstance. I say in some ways coronavirus hasn't affected us as much as other people because we already work from home with our six dogs all the time. You know, we're probably limiting the places that we go out to eat or, you know, to the store, that kind of thing, as a result of this, not going to the gym, taking a break from those kinds of things. But as far as working in close proximity to each other, we're kind of used to that. So I don't know. I mean, I would think that's probably gone the farthest. I think, you know, the one thing is we kind of have a healthy banter back and forth when we're in the office together. But we also respect the fact that we're both working and trying to get things done. And so we try to avoid distracting each other as much as possible.
I think another easy solution is just dogs. Dogs help you. definitely for us. And yeah, there are weeks, though, you know, sometimes in the wintertime when, you know, because for me, of course, as a sports writer, in addition to being editor of Augusta Free Press, so I'm often at least once a week, sometimes twice a week in the wintertime going to basketball games. But there are blurbs in the schedule where, you know, there won't be a basketball game for me to go attend. And so those weeks, I might not leave Waynesboro. And the only time I'll even leave the house sometimes is just to we might go get something to eat somewhere. And certainly in the summertime too, if we're not at a baseball game or you know maybe on vacation, there might be an entire several day period of time where I'm not leaving the city limits of Waynesboro. So, yeah, in a lot of ways, yeah, this hasn't impacted us from that standpoint, the way it may be impacting a lot of our listeners out there. So that's definitely something to keep in mind. So there's Janelle. That's that's sort of the personal advice. What I've been meaning to jump in and offer some home fitness tips. You know, and I won't talk about this much here, but I was on a call yesterday with the UVA football coach Bronco Mendenhall, and he talked about how because all their players are scattered across the country, having gone back home, he and his training staff were having to devise strategies, plans to give to the players to keep in shape at home. Not everybody's got a home gym, and so they can't go to gyms. And so college football players having to work on push-ups and planks just like I do. And I thought, that's interesting. You know, I've been working out at home for years, and I keep meaning to share those tips with people if we could just slow down from a business perspective and a writing perspective. So we'll do that at some point.
Well, but I know there's I don't know about you, but do you feel like things have already started to slow down just a tad? I mean, I think that in a lot of ways, the immediate impact, like this week was so busy from us from a news perspective because everybody was trying to get out information. You know, restaurants were trying to say whether they were closing or whether they were shifting to delivery or curbside pickup, things of that nature. You know, the hospitals in this area, the businesses in this area have been trying to get out information about what's happening. But it seems like for the most part, really by today, most businesses, most restaurants, you've kind of made a decision as far as how you're moving forward. And the news is starting to slow up just a little, maybe. I mean, last night I was able, for example, to take off and actually watch some TV, catch up on Will and Grace, and we've caught up on Better Call Saul. And, you know, but it's been a little this week, you know, the first few days, we were literally working from the time we got out of bed until we went to bed at night. So,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, in a way, things are starting to slow up. And I think that will continue to happen as more and more people, you know, are kind of self-quarantining. There's nothing saying that you absolutely have to stay at your home right now, but I think people are making smart decisions and not going out any more than you have to.
Yeah, the news cycle for us in normal times, as of last, say, Tuesday, the news cycle on Augusta Free Press, a lot of sports news, of course, a lot of events news, you know, I mean, all the different places in the area, from the Wayne Theater to the Paramount over in Charlottesville to Blackfriars, American Shakespeare Center in Stanton, a Court Square Theater up in Harrisonburg, and then, you know, every venue in between, right? And so we had a lot of news about things going on in those locations. Of course, those are all shuttered for right now. The sports is shuttered for right now. So the news is largely, coronavirus response. But, you know, it's slowing up a bit because we've made that first transition, but definitely – I think there's still a pace. I mean, a lot of places announced, deadlines of, say, March 31st, April 5th, April 10th, whatever they may have offered deadlines for a return. And who knows where that might be going. And a bad news update for me right now. I was planning to go do a run after my podcast here was up. But I see there's a group out there planting trees right along my sidewalk out there. So I may have to delay that run. That's breaking news here from Augusta Free Press.
Oh, I'll have to watch that. You know, as a reminder, we're working from home with the dogs, so if they get wind of the tree action, we might hear some activity there as well. You know, but you did mention the American Shakespeare Center, and I just want to mention briefly at the top of this podcast, you know, businesses and nonprofits as a whole are having to make really tough decisions about closing things down right now. And I know businesses, especially for business owners, I've talked to a couple this week, it can be very heart-wrenching to have to lay off employees, you know, especially because this is through no fault of your own. You know, this is just something that's happening right now on a global basis. And so I think that this has really affected a lot of people, you know, in that regards, and with the American Shakespeare Center in particular. You know, I think it was Washington Post that had originally done a pretty in-depth article regarding them because they had to cancel two of their seasons, which, of course, on a nonprofit can just be devastating. And what we've seen and what I think American Shakespeare Center saw as well is this tremendous outpouring of support from the community. And certainly that's something that I hope continues. You know, the outpouring of people who say, you know, necessarily, and this was something that I had shared a post on, but, you know, maybe not asking for refunds of tickets, but using them towards a future performance or something of that nature, seems to be the route that the Shakespeare Center is going. And I know we talk with the Wayne Theater in Waynesboro as well, and you know, they've had to cancel through the end of March, but they said a number of their performers actually have canceled their tours as well. So they could have impacts going as far as June as well.
Yeah, and you know, who knows if things lift a little sooner than some doom and gloom forecast suggests. And I think that there's certainly some movement. I saw an editorial from the Wall Street Journal today that indicates that Americans aren't going to be able to shut down for too long. You know, maybe a few weeks, but it's not going to go on indefinitely. But in the meantime, yeah, I mean, and I can totally understand those hard decisions. You know, Augusta Free Press, we're a small business. We're a husband and wife business. We have a few contributors, but, you know, for businesses where you've got to, you know, you pay employees, you know, good salaries and wages and benefits. If the money's not coming in, you can't keep it going out. I mean, you might think it's tough to, and it is, it's tough to lay people off. But right now, we've got the state and federal governments are both providing unemployment benefits for people who are furloughed, and that's going to help. And you know, if you as a business owner have made that decision, well, you can't make the decision. If you work through your money at this stage, trying to do the right thing, you'll do the wrong thing, because if you're not here in a couple of months to be able to pick up and do business again, that's worse long term for your employees. So it's a tough decision. It's always tough. Small businesses can go up to 100 employees. I mean, you as a business owner, you know those people, you know their families, you have little picnics and you know, you Christmas gatherings, and you know these people intimately, and it can be tough. And you hope they understand, and for the most part, the folks do. It's not your fault. It's not you ran your business wrong. It's that everything's shut down right now. So it doesn't make it any easier. And we know that a lot of folks are anguishing over that. But, you know, we'll get through this. And that's the message here. We're going to get through this.
There were a lot of supports that in the last couple of days that have come up related to loans and grants and that kind of thing for businesses as well. And you've written about most of those on Augusta Free Press. But I would just encourage folks, if you have a small business, or you know, if you're supporting a business, you know, if you're, whether you're an employer, whether you just know someone who might need some support, you can definitely go to AugustaFreePress.com and click on our coronavirus links page, and we've got information for disaster assistance both at the federal, local, and state level. So there's definitely.
Hey, real quick, Crystal. We wanted to bring in just for a cameo appearance. Scott German's called in and just wanted to say hi to Scott and see if he had a question for us or anything to kind of move our conversation. Hey, Scott, how are you doing? Scott may have muted his line, and if that's the case, then he's not talking to us right now. So, so Crystal, you had some news topics for us to cover here on AFP on our news update this morning. Where do you want to start with kind of updating our listeners on the latest on the coronavirus?
Well, yesterday morning we had a great conversation regarding some of the local hospitals, particularly Augusta Health, because they're right here in the Stanton, Augusta, Waynesboro region. Shortly after we wrapped up that morning podcast, you actually joined a live conference call with some representatives from Augusta Health. And I know that there was kind of some significant news that came out of that conference call. I thought maybe we could start there with you updating our listeners as to what you learned on that conference call with Augusta Health yesterday.
You know, a concern was raised in a Newsleader article last week, and I don't want to cast aspersions. I think that, you know, the reporting going on at the national level especially, I mean, you know, there's a lot of worst case scenario reporting going on, and, you know, I mean, there is a place for that, I suppose. But, you know, the tone of the article was to suggest that Augusta Health was not ready to deal with a COVID-19 outbreak. And, you know, to be fair, I don't know that I think you can see worldwide that pandemics, you can't prepare for to any great degree. You can't have capacity in case of a huge calamity. You just can't. You can't have hundreds of thousands of hospital beds unused for 99.9% of the time and then in that one, you know, 0.1% of the time you need them, they're there. And so, but Augusta Health, you know, we chatted with them on the phone yesterday. I was able to talk with the chief medical officer, William Doherty, and their incident commander, Scott Just. Both of those are they're both medical doctors with long experience on the front lines and then in administration as well. And what I really wanted to know was, you know, they were rolling out a couple of initiatives, and we'll talk about those in a minute. But what I really wanted to know was, okay, so there was an article last week that said you guys weren't prepared. Talk about your preparations. And it reassured me because I'll be honest, I'm sure that, you know, folks there thought I was kind of grilling them, but I was grilling them for a good reason. I wanted to know. I really wanted to know the answers to this. And, the most important thing is to think through what level of planning goes into this. And it's not that you just respond knee jerk. Hospitals like Augusta Health have plans in place long term, emergency response planning, and then they even have what's called a surge plan. And a surge plan being if there's a surge in need for both hospital beds in general, but also ICU beds in specific, just what they need to be able to do to accommodate that. Doherty kind of went through the details of that. They do have a surge plan in place. They've made some modifications to their internal operations. It didn't go into detail about that. I have to presume that some parts of the hospital maybe have been converted for at least short term to give them more capacity. Also, we know that Augusta Health, like hospitals across the country, are cutting back on elective surgeries, cutting back on routine checkup kind of visits and that kind of thing. So just to have a hospital at best capacity to deal with whatever onslaught there may be. Now, I will say I was a little distressed, and this is not casting any bad light on Augusta Health. This is just a reflection of where we are nationwide in terms of lack of response at the federal level. But as of yesterday, at about this time, I mean, I guess it was about 11:30 yesterday, so 23 hours ago, Augusta Health said that they had only conducted about 50 tests. They're having to really prioritize how they're doing their testing. They've got a screening process in place that really limits the number of tests that are being done. Now, as of talking right now, it's 10:20 p.m. or 10:20 a.m. Friday morning. We don't have a confirmed case in Augusta County, Stanton, or Waynesboro. So, I don't know how much that reflects, though, that we've just not done a lot of testing. I guess I would say, though, one number I'm watching a lot of numbers. And if you go to our Augusta Free Press coronavirus links page, which our digital editor, Crystal Graham, is keeping up so well with, we have a link to the updated coronavirus statistics. And yes, the numbers have gone up a lot, obviously, the last few days. We have 14,337 confirmed cases as of the moment I'm talking right now across the United States. You expect that, though. You know, we're doing more testing now. And so I'm not as alarmed, even though, of course, a lot of our friends in the media are causing alarm by saying, oh, look at this. The number of cases has doubled in the last 2 days. The number I'm looking at as an important number, even more than confirmed cases, because as you do more testing, especially with the criteria we're using right now, we're not testing everybody. We're not doing random sample testing. You're not testing people who don't have symptoms. You're testing people who come in and have not just symptoms, but who have symptoms that justify possible hospitalization. So if you have 14,337 cases nationwide of people who have symptoms that possibly require hospitalization, the fact that I'm not casting bad light on this or whatever, or diminishing this, we have 212 deaths out of those cases. So of the worst cases, we have, and that's a death rate of about 1 in 70. That's about 1.4% of those worst cases. We're told that 80% of cases are mild cases. We still are trying to get our hands around a death rate here, but our death rate still, very fortunately, I mean, this could change, and I'm sure, it certainly could change today or in the next few days or whatever else, but we are right now tracking more along the lines of where, say, Germany and Japan are than where Italy was, and we've done all the measures we're doing right now to try to forestall that tragedy that's unfolding in Italy from happening, but here locally, Stanton, Waynesboro, Augusta, no confirmed cases yet, and no, there's been no need for implementation of a surge plan. They're ready. They even have talked about how, Augusta Health physically, for our listeners who live in the Stanton, Waynesboro, Augusta County area and who know where Augusta Health is, it's in Fishersville. It's sort of in the middle of the compact region of our area. Stanton and Waynesboro are two independent cities that are about 8 miles apart. Fishersville is right smack dab in the middle. It's right near the interstate. There's also a facility called Augusta Expo, which is used for lots of events. We even staged a wrestling event there once. But a lot of space, and it's not far from the hospital, just on the other side of the interstate from the hospital. That could be used down the line as an additional triage area. Lots of space, lots of good, easy, accessible space there, lots of parking, et cetera, and great access. So it was stressed to me by Mr. Doherty, the chief of medicine there, basically, that we're far away from needing to think about anything regarding needing space like Augusta Expo. So it's not reassuring to me to hear all that.
Yeah, absolutely. And a couple of other initiatives that they launched, and then we want to talk about something about UVA Health as well. A couple other initiatives that Augusta Health talked about specifically yesterday is that they did set up a call center for anyone who has questions about coronavirus or wants to know when to seek care. They have a call center, so if you think you're sick, you can call them. My guess is this is kind of set up as a pre-screening type thing. Again, they're probably going to go through the questions with you and that kind of thing, but also to give you advice, you know. And particularly that call center number that's been set up is on our website, but for listeners in the greater Augusta area of Virginia in the United States, because I know we have some international listeners on our Podbean podcast here as well, the telephone number is 540-332-5122. That's on our coronavirus links page as well as a story on Augusta Free Press. So basically they're saying if you think you're sick or you might have been exposed, to call this call center number. They have people standing by. I imagine they set this up because their phones were ringing off the hook related to this. A lot of people have questions about when they should seek treatment. And I think basically the advice that's being given is if you're having difficulty breathing or shortness of breath, if you're having pressure in your chest, you know, things of that nature, then you should go ahead and seek care, call 911, go to the emergency room. Another step that's been set up as well, Chris, and you got this information on the conference call yesterday with Augusta Health as well. I love this proactive approach that they're taking. Again, I'm sure that media inquiries are coming in fast and furious there as well, but setting up these calls really helps get the information out. They also set up at their Waynesboro Urgent Care Center kind of a clinic related to coronavirus as well, from what I understand. Can you give us a little bit more information on that?
And actually, I was prepared to give information on something else. So just to give a sense of how the response has already been to both of the setups there. And you talked about the number of calls that we could presume were probably, you know, flooding the switchboards there at Augusta Health. And that's why they created this call center. As of 4:30 yesterday, and they just rolled this out right around noon yesterday. And I don't know that they were taking calls before that. I don't think they were. We were on the call from 11:30 to 12, and then we're able to start getting the word out right after that. So by 4:30, a 4:30 update just yesterday. So between 12 and 4:30, 60 phone calls were fielded by that call center. And also that urgent care center was able to see approximately 50 patients by mid-afternoon. So I think that those were both important things to note. You know, I guess in one sense, it's they've set up these mechanisms that can take pressure off the main hospital, because of course, and this is something to stress too. It's not like because coronavirus is here that nobody else is getting sick. They still have the run of the mill issues. When I say run of the mill, these are important issues. If you're having the issues, they're still having health heart issues. They're still having people with complications from diabetes and all the other ailments that are out there. You know, people who need cancer treatments and their regular treatments there. And so, putting these off site, having the calls kind of go off site is just aimed at taking pressure off, because again, you know, there's still the regular stuff that hospitals have to deal with. And you're seeing this, I like seeing this from Augusta Health, very smart, that they're adding capacity basically in this sense.
And what I was reading about the assessment center, and this was information that you gathered yesterday, is that Waynesboro Urgent Care for Augusta Health, the one that's kind of located there near Zeus Theaters, they're basically open right now 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And they are strictly doing the assessments related to coronavirus. Anybody who has other things like sprains or cuts or things like you said, these things that are still happening, are kind of urged to go to the other urgent care centers that they operate in Stewart's Draft, Stanton, Weir's Cave, and I think there's even one in Crozet. So they're definitely trying to set up one location as kind of the go-to place if you have symptoms, especially respiratory symptoms, if you have that fever, or if you kind of meet the criteria for coronavirus. So that's a very proactive approach. The other thing I know, Chris, just to shift gears slightly, is, you know, we're talking about testing and the fact that it's been so limited in this area. There have been students now at JMU and UVA, one student at each, who has tested positive for coronavirus. So the potential impact could be very high in those university communities, although most of these students have now gone home and are in their own communities. So certainly if students who are at home are now experiencing anything, they should definitely go get checked out. But the I read something this morning, and I kind of read the headline, and I know that you actually had the release and wrote more in depth about it, but that the University of Virginia, of course, which is a because it's associated with a university, they're able to do perhaps some more things, but they in this case, they have come up with their own test for coronavirus, which might make getting tested more available since the tests that are being shipped to Augusta Health and other hospitals are in such limited supply. So what can you tell us about that?
Well, this is something that I've assumed would be the case. You know, once we started as a society taking COVID-19 coronavirus seriously, that there would be, that there are so many smart people spread out all over the country, all over the world, that, you know, there are gaps in the system right now. We're not getting the top-down action. The federal government has proven to be a bit inept right now at being able to manage this crisis. And so, fortunately, in the United States, at least, I mean, you know, other countries kind of operate differently, but, you know, our federal system is so unique. You know, it's not really a top-down. We have our states have independent governments. Our local governments even have the ability, and local entities. And I know a lot of people, and I'm a progressive myself politically. But there's certainly a lot of people who share a lot of my beliefs as far as being a progressive, who shun the forces of capitalism. But I'll tell you what, man. You know, people getting in line here to figure out solutions, and maybe, hey, if they make money off of it, I don't care as long as it lifts this thing here. But UVA Health, with a lot of smart people there, the issue was, just like everywhere else, the way the story's kind of being told is, you know, obviously UVA Health, just like hospital systems across the country, dealing with the shortage of tests. And so basically the folks there at UVA Health engaged their smart people there and said, hey, can we figure out a way to get around this? Can we devise our own test? And two doctors who were credited, Dr. Mindy Poulter and Dr. Amy Mathers, for leading this effort at UVA and within UVA Health, and they've developed their own tests. And so as a result, UVA Health will now be able to do more extensive testing. And it's interesting, you know, it's just like I was saying earlier about how the amount of testing that's been going up nationwide has led to more cases being discovered. UVA actually, in the news release, they said, now, caution, hey, you're going to see some more cases now locally. That doesn't mean that it's necessarily because of spread. It's just because we're doing more testing, you know. And what UVA emphasized in this is, and I want to make sure I get this right, a major limitation of the understanding of the spread of the virus today has been the lack of available testing. They say, for the immediate future, testing performed on patients, again, with signs, symptoms, and histories deemed by healthcare providers to be at high risk. But what the UVA labs are working to do is build on their own success and ramp up to support broader community testing. Broader community testing is really important in this. Two nations that have right now done the best job at limiting the death rate from the coronavirus are South Korea and Japan. South Korea is to a point where that country is getting back to some sort of normalcy, you know, compared to where we were before this outbreak. You know, not 100% certainly, but Japan is in a similar situation. Now, Japan, we've talked about on podcast this week, you know, has a much higher per capita rate of hospital beds per population, but also their country is largely not shut down. Sporting events have shuttered for a bit, but restaurants are still packed. People are still getting on subways in numbers that were similar to what they were before. And it's because they're able to do more, much more extensive testing because, you know, what we're told is that, you know, this is something that people who carry it with mild symptoms and don't even think they've got it, that's about 80% of cases. 80% of cases are people who don't even think they have anything. And but it's those, you know, the mild carriers are the ones who then, you know, it then can spread to people who it does affect more. Those people with pre-existing conditions, people with age that may make them more predisposed to some bad reactions to this. And so the more broad community testing can be done, the more we can minimize potential spread. And UVA Hospital is certainly hoping to be able to ramp that up and do more extensive testing in the Charlottesville area. And we hope, gosh, we're just 20 miles away. Let's hope that we can get caught up in that too.
So, Chris, there's a ton more news that you're reporting on Augusta Free Press, and I'm just going to kind of give some headlines or some basic information, because people can go to AugustaFreePress.com for the latest information that you're publishing. I mean, probably four or five times as many stories a day as a normal Augusta Free Press news run might be. I know that there was some announcements yesterday regarding childcare, specifically that places that are hosting children during this pandemic, basically that they can have 10 people per individual room. Those guidelines are important to places like the Waynesboro Family YMCA, who probably host a number of children, and what they're doing is breaking into small groups throughout the facility in order to continue to offer, you know, this important community service. I saw this morning that a business had actually come out and sterilized the equipment at the Waynesboro Family YMCA's playground as well. So hopefully with these beautiful temperatures, some kids can get out there and play today a little bit in small groups. I think those kinds of things are really important. But if you want more information on things like that guidance for childcare providers, I know there was some information about small businesses and low-income families as well. You know, we definitely encourage you to go to AugustaFreePress.com and get the latest information, especially as to how it impacts Stanton, Waynesboro, and Augusta. We spent a lot of time on yesterday's podcast and today's podcast talking about the hospitals and how they're dealing with things. But I think that's really important to have a discussion of, because as you've said, while we haven't had an active case of coronavirus in the Stanton, Augusta, Waynesboro area, it's right there on our perimeters. And I think that as more testing becomes available, you know, we shouldn't be alarmed when we start to see numbers coming in our area. I think it's going to be not if, but when in this case. So, Chris, anything you want to say before we wrap up our podcast today?
No, I think that covers it well. Yeah, and even though we've had no cases here, we certainly have been impacted here with, I mean, the business side of things has already been impacted here, obviously. And so all we can do at this stage is kind of hunker down and try to get through it best we can. We're trying to help out with Augusta Free Press with, you know, I was able to spend some time last night writing some stories about football, college football. It felt normal for a while there. I didn't look at email for a few hours. I just wrote about football. You know, and you know, we have to have that end goal in mind, that end date in mind, that, you know, at some point this is going to lift. At some point we're going to get back towards normalcy. It'll be a new normal. You know, we'll never forget this. These things happen once. I mean, it seems like once every 100 years. I mean, I guess there was an H1N1 outbreak in 68. That's 50 roughly years ago. The Spanish flu of 1918, certainly 100 years ago. So this is our fight right now. We'll get through it. In the meantime, our job is to a little bit entertain you and also very much inform you. And we feel fortunate to be in that role, to be able to do what we do here at AFP.
All right. Well, we want to thank everyone who listened in and everyone who listens later today to our podcast as well. Keep up with AugustaFreePress.com throughout the weekend for the latest news and information. It's been our privilege to be able to provide the community with this information throughout this crisis. For Augusta Free Press, I'm Crystal Graham, signing off for Chris Graham. Have a great day, everyone.